Today's devotional is based on John 6, verses 41 to 51, and it was written by Jonathan L. Good. For the first 2 years we lived in our home, we had a light above our kitchen sink that didn't work. Every day we would wash dishes, and I would think to myself how it would be nice to have this light working. But it never seemed so dark that I couldn't see well enough to get the dishes washed. One day, something compelled me to finally put in a new light. Having a new light in this space made all the difference. Now I can easily see where I miss spots on dirty dishes and what places need scrubbed a little harder. I realized, now that there is a new light, I can't wash dishes without the light on. When the light is off, it's too dark for me to wash dishes. Until the light was on, I didn't know how dark things really were. In his gospel, John reminds us that Jesus is the light that shines in the dark places for eternity. The people ate manna in the wilderness and they died, and they drank from a well that only leads to being thirsty again. The people had some light, but it wasn't the true light. Jesus is the one who is the living bread and the spring of water welling up to eternal life. In Christ, there is no end, only true joy. As we prepare for the coming of Easter, we must ask ourselves, are there dark places in our lives that need light? How much time and energy are we spending on things that are only temporary? Let us pray. God, we are easy to distract. We like shiny objects and easily accessible toys. But what is right in front of us is not always helpful and healthy. Guide us toward you. Lead us to ask hard questions and allow us to open our ears to hear the responses, even when they are difficult. Amen.